Welcome to Faithfully Beautiful with Manda, a podcast dedicated to women who are on a journey to discover or rediscover a personal relationship with God. Are you a new believer? Maybe struggling with your faith right now? Or like me, knew about Jesus but never realized what a personal relationship with Him meant? Well, through this podcast, I will share with you how God's Word can apply to us on a daily basis and put us on a journey to becoming the confident, empowered, beautiful women that God created us to be. Welcome to the Faithfully Beautiful podcast. I am just so honored to be bringing you the finale, week 6 of our series on peeling back the layers. We've hit on some pretty tough layers that we build up as women. That tough outer exterior, I mean, if we're thinking about looking at an onion as we start to peel back all the layers to get to the core, even though that outer layer of an onion is kind of a little transparent, can seem a little flimsy, it's probably the toughest layer for us to crack. It may seem flimsy, but we got to pull it away. We got to pry it away so that we can begin to peel back the other layers. So week 1, we talked about peeling back that tough outer layer. For me, I had built up all sorts of walls, all sorts of things to protect myself. So that outer layer that I had around me was really, really thick. With all the hurts and everything that I'd been through, that wall, for me, for everyone else around me, was the most impenetrable. I got more vulnerable as you moved past that tough outer exterior, but it was really hard to get through that tough outer exterior. And then week 2, we talked about our identities, peeling back the layer on our identities and not letting the world define who we are. Let what people have said about us define who we are. Now, that's easier said than done. This is an area that I still struggle with, although I have become more confident in the identity that God has given to me and that I have discovered through my personal relationship with Him and how He created me to be, that it's a little easier every day. I don't ever think that I will know the fullness or richness of my true, beautiful identity, because I will still allow those voices to seep into my head. I just know that it will get easier over time. As I continue to walk and I continue to be more aware of the things that I'm saying to myself and that identity and who I am and who I was created to be. And then in week 3, we talked about peeling back the layers of our beauty. And beauty can be a touchy subject. And again, kind of like peeling back the layers out of our identity, we've let the world define for us what is beautiful by the models in the magazines, the movie stars, the images we see on social media that people say are beautiful. What we have perceived as beautiful for so long are those images that the world has portrayed to us. And what we really need to do is see our eyes through God's eyes. We need to shift our thinking from the ways of the world and the ways that the world looks at beauty. And we really need to look at ourselves through God's eyes. He created us in His image. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are made in His image. He created each and every one of us to be unique and special and original and just a one-of-a-kind masterpiece to Him. And we need to look at ourselves and be able to say and give ourselves permission to say without feeling all funny and goofy like, oh, I can't believe I'm telling myself in the mirror that I'm beautiful. But we really need to be able to embrace that God thinks we're beautiful. And we need to start soaking that in to our hearts. We need to be able to look in the mirror, and it won't be every day, it won't be every minute that you look in the mirror, but we need to start looking in the mirror and saying to ourselves, I am beautiful. God created me beautiful. I am beautiful because I am made in his image. I am beautiful because I am fearfully, wonderfully made from him. And I am beautiful because I am a one of a kind masterpiece. And he looks at me as the most beautiful princess that he ever created. So we need to really start adopting that mentality and stop trying to let what people say about us and the way we look and what the world says we should look like and let that define who we are. And then in week 4, we talked about looking, peeling back the layer on our bodies and how we look at ourselves in the mirror, whether we're heavy or skinny or tall or short or whatever we think of our bodies, that we really need to get into a place where we feel right with ourselves. We have to learn to accept ourselves exactly where we are, because we can only get better from where we are right now. We can go back and slip back into the past and go back into our old patterns, our old ways, and slip backwards. But once we accept where we are right now, the possibilities that stand before us are endless. It's when we accept the bodies that God has given us at this particular moment and whatever in the past has led up to that moment. To, you know, for me, it was, you know, 253 pounds worth of hurt and sadness that had built up on my body. And my life-changing decision that helped me lose that weight. Wherever it is we are right now, and for me, 18 months ago, I was still seeing that 253-pound woman. Irregardless of the weight that I am today, I was still seeing that 253-pound woman staring back in the mirror at me. So once we learn to accept the bodies that we have, where we are right now, and knowing that in God's grace and God's love and God's forgiveness, that we can move forward, that we can see that what we want to become can be a reality. But it's really got to be in that acceptance and that permission of where we are. We've got to like who we are to be able to move forward. No matter what your circumstances are, I have met some very amazing ladies that have had some very tragic and difficult stories behind them. And they are just such beautiful women, whether they're big or small, tall, short. They are the most beautiful women because they have allowed God to use their story to impact the lives of other women. And they've learned to accept and like who they are. And so most of them have begun to accomplish the goals and dreams that they've set for themselves. And if it was for some of my gals who were heavy, they've started to lose the weight because they've started to like who they are. They didn't need to feed themselves with food to mask those feelings. So it's really got to get to that acceptance part of who we are, really like ourselves for who we are, no matter what our size, what our shape, wherever we are, it's learning to accept that and give ourselves permission to accept that. And then last week, we talked about peeling back the layer to get to the heart and how I shared the story about how I've been with my husband for 27 years. We've been married almost 25 years, and I have truly never really let him into my heart. I have always kept him outside of that layer. I have never, you know, I maybe have given him a glimpse here and there. But to me, that is such a sacred place that I didn't want to let anybody in. And it's still a really difficult layer to lay down, to have my heart fully exposed, have who I am and who God created in me, all my gifts and talents, all my flaws, everything exposed. But that's what I'm working for. I mean, how ironic is that? The thing that I once protected so tightly that now I want it to be open for everyone to see. There's still going to be areas that are going to be tough to get into, and it's going to be hard for me to open up in certain areas to my loved ones, to my friends, to whoever it is. It will be difficult for me to do that, But my intention and everything that I have deep in my heart is so that I can be open and honest with the way I feel, the way I portray myself, the way that God created me to be that person who knows who they're flawed, is not afraid to admit when they're wrong, who will freely stand before you and say, I am a mess. There are many times that I mess up, do the wrong thing, but God loves me no matter what. I have the grace and forgiveness, and His mercy is so unfathomable that I can't help but know that He's going to protect me. He is going to provide for me everything that I need. So we've talked about all those five areas, the tough outer exterior. We've talked about our identity. We've talked about our beauty. We've talked about our bodies. And we talked about getting to the heart of the matter, getting to the core of who we are. So I really want you to think about over the next couple, you know, over until next week, I really want you to journal and think about what area, what layer do you struggle with most? What seems to be the layer that is the hardest for you to let down? And I really want you to pray on that. You know, as I was journaling, I realized that the toughest layer for me to let down was the layer to my heart. That has been the toughest layer for me to let down. The other layers have been a journey to let down, and I won't tell you they weren't hard. But if I really had to go back and look at it and sit down and see everything that I've written, everything that I've gone through, the hardest layer for me to peel away has been the one to expose my heart. So I really want you to think about that. I want you to pray on that. I want you to journal about that. What layer is the hardest layer for you to let down? And it may not be one of the five layers I covered. It may be a layer that you personally have that you feel that you have laid, that you have had a hard time letting go of. And I want you to share that in your journal. It doesn't have to be the ones that I have given you here. Those were part of mine. But what is it that's holding you back from laying down that layer? And then asking God to take that from you. Really praying, getting on your knees and asking Him, God, please, please reveal to me the hurts that have happened, the things that have really happened in my life that have not allowed me to let this layer down. What is it I can do, Lord? What can you show me that I can do to release this to you so that I can allow that layer to be peeled away? And then the second question I want you to think about is I want you to think about the joy, the success, the one thing you're proud of, the one layer that you believe that you have truly been able to let go of, that you've truly been able to let down that layer and let it go. I mean, it may creep back up a little bit, but you really, truly tried to lay that layer down and you feel joy about it. You feel peace about it. You feel that laying that layer down has been a success for you. Now, for me, I would say my biggest success in the layers that I talked about was really the layer of my body. That is the layer that has been the easiest, although hardest, you know, hard layer to let go of. It has been my easiest journey. It's been a hard journey, but it's been the easiest one for me to allow to celebrate joy in, to celebrate happiness, to be just proud of what I've accomplished with my body. Now, by no stretch of the means, am I in great shape? Could I be better with my body? Can I do things differently? Can I get more exercise? Can I do all that? Yeah. But you know what? I've let that go. I have let my self-talk about the way my body looks and the image that I see in the mirror that God has shown me of who I am, the beauty He's given me, the body He's given me, the way He is taking care of me, that I have been able to keep that layer down. That layer doesn't creep its ugly head back up at me. much anymore. I mean, occasionally I it still creeps in because we're human. We're going to have those moments. We got to allow ourselves to know that those moments are going to creep back in. We're not going to be 100% all the time. And that coming from a perfectionist is really, really hard to say, but it can't be 100% all the time. We can't be at 100% all the time, and we can't expect ourselves to think and be and show this great person 100% of the time, because it's not reality. So those two questions, I really want you to think about. I really want you to pray about them. I really want you to journal about them. I want you to think about, again, first, the one that's been the hardest, the one that you don't want to let go, the one that you don't want to release to God, the one that you just feel that that layer just needs to stay. It can't come down. They can't expose the heart, the core of who we are. We can't let that layer down. I want you to think about that, pray about that, journal about that. And then the second one is I want you to truly take a good hard look at a successful, joyful layer you have been able to lay down that has been able to stay off completely or has not crept too far back up so that it's built back up to a layer again. And I want you to be proud of that. I want you to celebrate that. I want you to journal about that. Feel the joy of that and let that part start to penetrate the part that's difficult for you. So I am sad that this series is coming to an end. I have really actually learned a lot about myself through this series, and I hope that you have learned a lot about yourself through this series and that you'll really give some time over the next week to think about those two questions and really start to look at letting people into your life and letting people see the real, beautiful, confident, empowered woman that God created you to be. Now, I have another series that's coming up, and I'm almost as passionate about this series that's coming up as I have been about peeling back the layers, and that is about fear. To give you a little preview, I have experienced the intensest kind of fear, the kind of fear that paralyzes you from moving forward, keeps you stuck in cement. And so we're going to go through a 4-week series on fear. And I'm really going to let you see some real big flaws in who I am and in the fear that I have and the trust that I have and how faith and God's love and God's mercy has begun to loosen the cement that has surrounded me and allowed me to move forward. So I really hope that you will join me on that in that next series as well. Also, we talked about one of the layers being our identity. And I don't know if you've had a chance to visit my website or not. It's mandahall.com, mandahall.com. I have a free resource for you. It's a 7-day devotional that's called Beautiful Identity, Discovering Your True Beautiful Identity in the Cross. And it talks about a couple different issues, social issue and our views of ourselves. And it really just walked you through 7 days with some challenges and some journaling to be done to really think about your identity in a new way. So I'd really love for you to go out to my website and get that free resource. It's going to be free for another month or two. And then it'll become a book and it'll be available for sale. But I really want you to get it while it's free. So go over to my website, check that out, download that, see what other fun little things I have on the website for you. But truly, truly, my heart is to serve you. Please reach out to me. Please don't hesitate to send me an email at info@mandahall.com or, you know, throw a contact request up on my website. If you have a prayer request, I have a special spot for prayer requests so that I can pray for you. Whatever praise or prayer that you need, I want to be there to serve you. That is truly, truly where my heart is at. So I just want to thank you again for the opportunity to come before you and share with you in these podcasts. And I look forward to next week starting the dreaded series on fear. Have a great one, guys. Talk to you next week. Thank you for your valuable time and allowing me to share about how God's work can work in our daily lives and how it can be applied in our journey to becoming the confident, empowered, faithfully beautiful women we were designed to be. For more information and fun, visit me on my website at mandelhall.com. Join me next week as we dive into more of God's Word.